Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, happy Thursday. Welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and thank you so, so much for tuning in today. We're delighted to have you here with us on Transformation Talk Radio. The Sandy Brewer Show is a call-in talk radio show, and we are all about getting to the heart of what matters in your life. I've been a counselor in private practice for over 35 years. I stopped counting at that point, and I use my intuitive insights to get to the core, the heart of what's happening in your life. Help us get this conversation started by giving us a call, 800-930-2819, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Our mics are always open for you. No question or subject is off limits. Give us that call, 800-930-2819. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's an award-winning, compelling, inspirational memoir, and it's our thanks to you for participating in our show today. We have with me today a good friend of mine, really talented, really beautiful at every level, an Emmy-winning lyricist, Mary Beth Derry. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Sandy. Thanks for the plug.
Thanks for the plug.
That's great. I'll take
Listen,
it.
Listen, you deserve that and a whole bunch more. So I'm glad you're here. We're going to have a good time during this hour. You know, Mary Beth, last week you were with me also, and we were talking a little bit or a lot about using the life of Pi as kind of a metaphor for our own evolution and for ideas about boundaries. And I wanted to go into that a little bit more because boundaries is like a subject we could, anybody, you know, when you really get into it, we could write an encyclopedia on it.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that I was thinking about during the week on the subject of boundaries was how we so often think that boundaries are about us getting the other person to do something, you know, like they're about the other person. But really, boundaries are all about ourselves, because we set the boundary based on how we're willing to treat ourselves. So if we have some kind of mistreatment of people, a partner, a friend, whatever, being abusive in their language, being inappropriate in their behavior, that's something, and we allow that, that's how we're treating us. And I think that's a really important reflection that we need to get into a little bit. And I think some of the reasons that we don't set a boundary is we're afraid of the price we'll pay, that maybe lose something we need to have. And I was reminded in thinking about this about when I first started working in my practice, and I had three little kids, and I was divorced from my husband, their father, and he immediately quit working. That was how he took the divorce. And to this day, he never again supported the children in any way. So I was just starting out. And money was like really, really, really important to me. And one day I was sitting across from this guy, nice enough guy, but he just droned on and on and on. And you have an idea of the way that I counsel. I'm much more interactive in the way that when I go to work for somebody.
Right.
So I found that I almost fell asleep during this thing. And I thought about it that night, and I just thought, as much as I was worried about putting food on the table for my children, that there was a trade I wasn't willing to make, that in going to work, when I go to work for someone in a session, that I am going to give the very best of what I have to offer, and then the exchange of energy is whatever the agreed upon fee that we've decided,
right.
But that I will not sit back and not move someone forward or offer ideas that could move someone forward just because I needed the money. I made that deal. And I think that's the place where we have to be clear that sometimes we make a trade with the devil instead of setting the boundary. And it's a little bit like the Bengal tiger in Life of Pi, that when we make those kind of trades that make us walk away from us and our truth and what is important to us, that the thing that we fear starts to take on the power of a Bengal tiger and really just is going to come after us to have us for dinner.
Right.
So that kind of shift, I think, is really important to get out of the idea that if he or she would just stop doing this to me, or if they would just stop talking to me that way, it's not about what the other person's doing. It's about what we're doing about it.
Well, Shani, I had the same kind of a situation in my work. I'm a songwriter, a freelance writer, and that means feast years and famine years. And I've always had this thing of working for free. And there's that lore of maybe something will come of this, and I won't get paid now, but I'll get paid later. Now at my age, one of the gifts I've given myself is that I just don't work for free. Now, if I'm really dedicated or it's my own thing and I just want to do it, sometimes I will. But, that was a hard struggle for me, as for many years. Because it was what you said just now. It's the fear of what you'll lose or a fear of someone walking away. And so, life is full of that, I think.
I think it is.
For most people.
I think the way sometimes we'll court people, we'll try to ingratiate ourselves with someone or something because we're afraid, we think we need that person in order for us to be okay or to achieve our dreams. And we're always going to trade a piece of ourselves that way and then create a little bit of chaos, like what you're saying and experiences that we've both had. I just gave one, but I've had a lot of times when I didn't get it right the first time,
and
got deeper into the rabbit hole before I realized what I was doing. And that's kind of what you were just talking about, that you can get deeper in it and you don't even realize it. And suddenly you got four extra people living in your house and you wonder, how the heck did that happen?
I know. And just all kinds of chaos going around. And it's just that thing of that lore of, yes, but could this be good? Could it turn into something good? That's really common in the business I'm in. But even raising kids, Sandy, I'd watch my children growing up struggling with boundaries of how other kids treated them, of how they treated each other. And as you say, then it got down to I've tried to teach them that. How do you want to be treated? But it's not always easy. As we know,
it's ended
in fisticuffs in my house more than once.
Exactly.
With two boys, yeah.
We have our first emailer for today, and she's on this subject, which is wonderful. It's Maureen from Tampa, Florida, and here's what she says: "Dear Sandy, I'm a 51-year-old professional woman whose husband dumped her unceremoniously 6 years ago." Well, that itself is quite sad. So since then, she says, "I've isolated myself from developing social outlets, which I very much want to change. A while back, a friend of mine, Alice, introduced me to an associate of hers named Margaret." So we'll have to try to keep these players straight. "Last week, I finally reached beyond my comfort level and arranged to have dinner with Margaret and her niece. I just learned that Alice is going to be in town on the same evening I am having this new social engagement. Here's my problem. If I invite Alice to join us, I know that the entire dynamic of the conversation will change and will be controlled by her, and that is just not what I want. But if I don't invite Alice, I also know she'll find out about the dinner and be angry with me for not including her." Help.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
It is kind of a tricky one because it feels a little delicate. And, you know, it's really interesting, and this is no negative reflection on Maureen because we all get into this. It's also a little high school. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It's a
place. This is one I would have called you about, Sandy. This is something that could have happened to me. And I would have definitely called you on this.
And I would have said, but honey, here's the thing. Does feel delicate, but I'm into that we have to be true to ourselves. And in this thing, when she knows there's apparently, from what I can read between the lines here, there's apparently a dynamic with this other person, Alice, in which Alice does take over a situation, and Maureen in Tampa understands that, and she wants to try to step out into her world to really finally get over whatever hurt and grief and whatever else she got into for these past 6 years. So the hard part is to go ahead and trust your own intention. Trust what you're doing and the reason that you're doing it and why you want to do it. And then if it comes up with Alice is the person that she's concerned about. If it comes up with Alice of how could you do that, you just tell the truth. You don't have to be able to say to Alice, well, because you're a big mouth and you're going to control the conversation. But you can put it in context of, well, here's the bottom line, that I'm really needing to get back into a social swing and I'm needing to do it on my own. And I'm needing to find my sea legs here again. So I know I wasn't in any way trying to hurt your feelings, but I was trying to honor what I needed this experience to what I needed to have this experience for. So you see, there's a real easy way to shift it when we're not running and hiding for fear that somebody else has the power and that there's a threat here that isn't actually there. How do you feel about what you think?
Well, you know, Sandy, I feel like, you know, I mean, I would aspire to be that person who could say that, but I would also, strangely, which also reveals a lot about me, right? I relate to Maureen's dilemma, and I think, you know, I mean, I aspire to be that. I think it's great, I mean, to say that to somebody, and of course, my fear would be if I were the person of, well, she'll kill the new friendship for me then.
But she might.
That's it. You're right. She might. And then you have to be okay with that.
We can't give that power away. And we're going to take a really quick break now, MB. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and look at
I'm going to ponder this.
What's that Ben Carter chasing us? And you ponder it, I'll ponder it. We'll have some answers for all of you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people Say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Please give us a call. Join the conversation, 800-930-2819. My good friend, Mary Beth Derry, extraordinary lyricist, Emmy winner, is on with me, and we've just been going into some of the conundrums and ins and outs of boundaries and how difficult it is to be able to stand up for herself, for ourselves, like in the emailer we had in the first segment, Marine in Tampa, Florida, when there's a possibility of a price to pay and it's scary. And Mary Beth, when we had to break, you were telling me some of your thoughts.
Well, you know, Cindy, I relate to her so much, and being in a music industry, and I mean, it can be any business, where there's social networking and things that could be important, business connections and things like that. And I know one of the things I've run into in my life is this idea of, like, friend hijacking. Like, you know, you introduce friends to another set of a couple. Let's say it's a couple. You introduce one couple to another couple at a dinner party, and the next weekend they have a dinner party and invite the new couple you've introduced them to, and then not invite the original friend. And so there's all that kind of cross-collateralizing that goes on. And I know that it was always hard for me, where my boundaries got challenged, is because I really wanted to do what you advised Maureen, is, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go there. I don't really like these people. But then I would worry, well, then that could offend the other people. I would, like, go through this in my mind. I've told you, Sandy, a funny story about a really good friend of mine who's, like, such a live wire and funny and socially connected, and he was dancing through the room on his birthday party. There had to be over 100 people, and he danced up beside me, and he said, "I hate just about everybody in this room." And I don't know why it struck me as so funny. I mean, I guess kind of this whole thing of just how we all are stuck in that. Inauthentic sometimes.
Exactly.
Due to that fear.
And it's because of this fear of the price we'll pay. And yet, if we're afraid that if I take a stand, it is, doesn't mean, I understand there's a difference between when you're working. There are certain negotiations you have to make. There's certain diplomacies that you have to do and find peace in your heart and a balance inside of you. But here we're more focused on the personal, like your friend at his own birthday party, like Maureen, who was from the email from Florida, who was just talking about, hey, I'm trying to reach out socially, do you know? And
right.
And your example of the different couples and the way the mix changes.
It's so complicated.
It is that it's complicated if we don't trust ourselves. It's complicated if we don't if we have an agenda that I need this couple in order to be where I want to be socially. I need this couple in order to have a reflection that I'm okay. I need to walk away from me in order to convince, like in Maureen's case, in order to appease friend number one. Do you know? It's that place where we finally say, hey, you know what? I'm here. I'm here with as a person, as a human, with an open palm. And I'm not trying to construct or control where we go. I know,
right.
Remember, boundaries are about not how the other person treats us, not whether we or not we are included in the next event. Boundaries are about how we treat us when we let fear control us and we walk away from that place of integrity with ourselves. And integrity really just means integration. When we walk away from that place of being integrated and with ourselves, and we start to make little trades, which like we're carving out little pieces of ourselves and passing them around as though we were the birthday cake or something. We don't want to do that. It's the willingness to be able to say, I don't ever want an agenda on a friendship that what the way we're going to relate is to trade pieces of ourselves. I will be as giving and as open as in my current state I know how to be. If I find that somebody else is closed or narcissistic or abusive in the way they talk, then the way I treat myself is to move away from that. But they don't have to change for me to be okay. And they don't have to include me for me to be okay, because what I'm doing is trusting an external situation instead of whatever my own intention for my life is. If my life is to find peace, if my life is to find joy, if my life is to find a well-being by being inside of my own skin, then that's where the joy really happens, is to be able to say it's okay. Does that mean we won't have to work through the bumps or the initial ouch, I didn't get invited? Of course not. We're people. But there's something greater in us than just that fear zone, that place where somehow, some way, if I don't have this position, this particular external reflection, I'm not okay. Do you see?
What do you do, Sandy, if somebody, you set the boundary of here's how I want to be treated? Let's say someone you can't, not just a social friend you can walk away from, but family or work people or whatever, and you set a boundary, but they're not honoring it, and they
like a little more specific, so we can.
Well, okay, perfect example, I think, is I have somebody that I work with that would not want to drop his working relationship. But he's consistently always late. So I know wherever I go and whenever I meet this person, and no matter how many times I've said to him, please don't be late, we're all sitting here waiting to start, or we're all in the restaurant calling, where are you? I'm here, I'm on the freeway, I'm 10 minutes away. And, I mean, I finally have realized, well, nothing's going to change that. So I do act cool about it, like I'm over it, I accept it. But deep inside, a lot of the times, I'm secretly like festering when I'm sitting somewhere, you know, going, then I get caught in my own trap of, you know, why is this happening? And, you know, I go through it in my mind.
But, you know, I hear you, and I really have compassion for that. But the bottom line is you already know he's going to be late, right?
Right.
So,
but I keep believing that next time he won't be, after I tell him off or tell him, you know, look, next time you do this, you know, but nothing changes.
Well, it's one of the
big things. Believing.
Well, but that's you in denial, honey.
Because yeah, hello, that's another subject.
One of the big, exactly, but, and we could do that next week, but for today, one of the big things is to quit trying to remake people in our image of them. If I choose, and this is about personal choice, if I choose to continue, whether it's a business relationship or a personal relationship, to have a relationship with somebody, let's say business here, okay? And business, you know, that involves extra elements because it's our income. It's
business.
Right. That it's not just, hey, let's grab a burger or something or a salad.
No.
So for business, I need to know this person is always late. And yes, I think it's rude. And yes, I need to think it's narcissistic. And yes, I need to deal with the guy's rude and narcissistic. So when I'm going to have something, either I maybe will automatically figure, well, if he's an hour late, it might make it easier for me to just have everybody meet a half an hour after that, or come and plan on other things that you can do during that time.
Right.
Do you follow what I'm saying to you? So that you're not sitting there saying, how come this guy is still, and when we put it in the language of he's treating me this way. Hey, from my point of view, you're probably interchangeable. This is how he treats people.
Oh, and yeah. So, I mean, I know it is, Sandy, but where I get hung up is just wanting to grab him by the front of the shirt and say, not why are you treating me this way, but what's wrong with you?
And
you know,
so
why can't you understand how ridiculous this is?
Well, perhaps he, one, doesn't care. And the big thing is that when you know this person, whoever it is, you know, in this case, we're talking about this guy. When you know this guy operates this way, then here's how we bring the power back home to us. We say, this is the way this guy is. And I get to choose. In fact, I need to choose what I want to do about it, period. Do
right.
I want to end my professional relationship with him? When you weigh the things, maybe that's not your best choice. Do I want to keep taking the fact that he's a bit, because people who are late all the time are unorganized, and whether they're conscious of it or not, there's a little narcissism going on there. So all of that that's going on, where you say, am I going to keep taking it personally, or understand that every time I make an appointment with him, he's going to be close to an hour late. So I'm not going to fret. I'm just going to go, hey, what's your ETA? And then decide what I want to do with that hour.
Right.
But I'm going to go prepared. It's sort of like if you go to a doctor, you may tend to take a little book with you, because you know you're going to wait in the waiting room, right? So
right.
You make a plan for how you want to handle the inconvenience of what you have chosen to do anyway. But that's the boundary. And we take it out of this point of view. We get to move ourselves forward because we're not personalizing, we're not going to war, and we're staying in charge of our own reality and how we want to handle it. But trying to
and
get
have
the
we set our own boundary then that way, Sandy?
You've set your boundary because you've said, I'm agreeing to see this guy anyway, knowing that he's got this flaw, and I'm not going to take it personally, and I'm going to choose how I handle it, and it takes two for war and one for peace.
Okay.
We have to take
right.
a break, but we are coming right back. 800-930-2819. You are listening to the Sandy Brewer Show.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What's the secret?
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. And we have a caller on the line. It's Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, my dear?
Doing well.
Good. Tell me what's on your mind, honey.
So I had a question about something that happened about 7 years ago. My mom passed away, and she had only been married for about a year to a guy who I'd never really liked. And then during the end of my mom's sickness and then after she died, we kind of found out that he was a fraud and, you know, had kind of found a way of taking a lot of the money that was supposed to be left for me and, you know, was cheating on her and doing all kinds of horrible things, and he just kind of turned into a monster. And I feel like it's holding me back in a way because I can't quite forgive him for it, and I don't want to ever have a conversation with him again. So I kind of need to forgive him from a distance, but I'm having a hard time doing that.
Kelly, how old were you 6 years ago?
I was 21 when my mom passed away.
21 when your mom passed away. That's awfully... That's young. That's young, honey. And when this thing happened and you're... Technically, your stepfather was in a position to take over whatever resources and inheritance that your mother had. How did you make it at 21? Because it's kind of like, where was your dad at that time?
My dad at the time was on a bit of a mental breakdown, manic swing kind of thing. So he wasn't really.
So he wasn't available at that time.
No.
So it sounds to me at 21, your mom is gone, your dad's not available. How did you get through 21 to the adulthood, to where you are today?
Well, that's a wash. I barely remember it.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm having trouble hearing you. I don't know if you can adjust your phone or...
Can you hear me better now?
A little bit better, yeah. Let's try. Oops, you're cutting out, hon. here's what we're going to do. Kelly, if you can get a better line, that's great. But Mary Beth and I are going to take, I think we have your basic question. We're going to take that basic question and answer it and hope you can hear us on online or through the station, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks, my dear. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Mary Beth?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see if we got
wow.
this.
And
I'm sorry for Kelly, yeah, that she had such a bad connection, but I think we got...
I'm sorry for what happened to this girl. It's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, at 21, and then her mother, just to recap, her mom was married to this guy for a couple years, maybe, and then she is ill and dies, and then it sounds to me like Kelly ended up kind of just kicked out.
Well, I mean, just losing a mother alone at that age has to be hard. And what I got out of her call, which I gleaned out of what she said, that her father wasn't available. So maybe, most probably, she was very, very close to her mom. And maybe she was like the primary support system in her life. But it sounds like a really sad situation. And, I mean, that would be something... I mean, too bad she cut out before we find out how did she make it. But obviously, she's made it on her own, and you know, to what her circumstances are today. But it had to be a really tough journey for a kid that age.
Exactly, and we go to the thing of forgiveness, and in something like this, that whatever it was that she got as a wisdom, as a gift, because sometimes. Going through the hardest, darkest times, that is actually what makes us find the depth of grit and drive we have inside of us. It's just, it's a really hard way to have to do it, especially at such a young age. But I'm trusting that's what did happen for her. But clearly by her question, she still hasn't been able to let go. I think we have Kelly back on the line. Is that correct? Let's see.
I'm back, hopefully with a better connection.
Oh, good, good, good. So Mary Beth and I were just talking about, okay, you went through this horrible thing. Were you able to come out of it? How did your life develop, honey?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the first year was really rough. I don't remember a lot of it. And then kind of slowly picked up the pieces and got back to work and, you know, relied a lot on my close friends. You know, life is really good now. I'm really happy and no complaints. And my dad's back in my life, and he's a little bit more stable these days. So I'm really happy. It's just that thing that kind of lingers in the background that I still haven't been able to let go of.
Right. So we're really, really happy for you that you were able to go through that really dark corridor and land on your feet and find out how amazing you really are and what you can do, and that you were able to create a network around you that wasn't necessarily blood related, but through friends that could surround you and you them and be nurtured by that experience. But it's a hard, hard way to do it. So with the thing with the stepfather, I don't even know if you want me to call him that. What do you want me to call him? Never
yeah,
mind. I'll just call it the stepfather.
Okay. I can think of a lot of names.
Because I am intuitive, honey, and I did read your mind. So, so we'll call it the stepfather. So, with the thing, the only thing it sounds like that's holding you back at all here is still that crushing blow of actually, for pragmatic purposes, being orphaned and kicked out at 21. That was really hard. And Mary Beth said that she felt that you were probably close to your mom. I'm assuming that's true.
Yeah, I was very close
yeah.
to her.
So it was a major, it's a big, big loss. So when you look at the man who betrayed you, and from your point of view, betrayed the memory of your mother, because, you know, he took all, from what you said, if I have it right, he took her resources, and I doubt that was your mom's intent, that her child would not at least have a good part of those resources. So he took that. You were left without a lot of financial resources. You were left without emotional support, and he was divisive in that and informed that completely. So you tell me what the gift of that is, of being kicked out in all by yourself. What was the gift of that ultimately, not initially, but ultimately? How did that ultimately serve you?
I mean, I think it definitely made me stronger and kind of, I mean, it's like couldn't really get much worse than that. So any other problems I've had since have seemed pretty small in comparison. So
did
it kind of makes it gave me a lot of tools for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Did you ever at that time think that you would become whoever it is you are now? As far as success, did you think that that was going to happen?
No, definitely not. Back then, I mean, it was hard to think into the future at all, really.
So do you think that part of being thrown out in the cold like that made you find yourself? Not that I think that's the therapeutic way to do it, but as long as you had through, that you were able to find a gift in it and find your, not only your sea legs, but your strength, your walking tall inside, and your fire and your fierceness and your determination. And even though you want, and we're going to do this, help you with how to forgive, what I don't hear in your voice is a lot of anger and resentment, and I applaud you for that. That in itself is a major achievement. So when we talk about forgiveness, honey, remember forgiveness is never hiding from places we have had to go through, but moving through those places and moving those places into the light of their potential. And that sounds awfully philosophical, but it really is what we need to do to be able to move forward and understand that forgiveness has nothing to do with agreement. I would never ask you to agree with what this person did, but expanding to include in your mind how it impacted and informed and expanded your journey, and that the core of that journey is love. The core of that journey is that there is no external circumstance greater than that which you are. Do you have enough time, Kel? I have to take a break, but my daughter's name is Kelly, too, so anybody with Kelly gets called Kel. So I have to take a quick, break, baby. Can you hold on and let us finish this as soon as we come back from the break?
Absolutely.
You have the time? Great, great. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Stay with us. We're going to come back and do forgiveness of that which feels like it's not that very forgivable.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We have a lovely young woman named Kelly on the line with us, and we're talking about forgiveness and how we forgive the things that we can't fix, that can't be changed, and we have to find forgiveness anyway. So hi, Kelly. Thanks for staying with us. Good. I don't know if you could hear the music that we came back in on, but it's the music of Good Life. And it's one of the things that I am struck by with you is that in spite of what happened, you have found a way to create a good life. And that's what we need to do to be able to take this whole picture of what happened to you, sweetheart, and you like get into the overview of it and be able to observe it from this place with a recognition of, here's what we need to do. What he did to me was, it's not about agreement because we don't agree with it, but what I experienced with him, what he did, actually was the friction that drove me to find myself, to find my truth, to find my talent, to find my freedom. And so forgiveness is to be able to expand to include your journey, to expand so much that what happened, whoever did the things to you that were totally unfair, that were totally unfounded, that whoever did those things to you, that they no longer have power over you because they no longer inform your daily life with pain and suffering. Instead, you look at them and you're able to say, I am finished with this. You know, Godspeed, you're not in my life. I'm not worried about whatever happens to your soul or to your being. That is not a part of my world. But what I am doing is relinquishing any attachment I have to the unfairness and the wrongness of what you did. Because all that I'm looking at is to take the wisdom that I got from it, the strength that I got from it, and the appreciation for understanding that I am a woman who is greater than her circumstances, who is greater than her fears, who is greater than any kind of an initial pain, and that I have triumphed from this and learned how to stand on my own two feet and know myself beyond the doubt and fear that I originally had. Kelly, if you're still with us, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to go about it. Since, I mean, as long as I guess you can keep moving forward in your life and succeed despite whatever obstacles, then I guess you can look back and let go.
Exactly. And how you let go is really by being able to say, you know, we did a show Saturday on forgiveness, honey, and I used the example of how I was able to do it with my parents who were so unbelievably awful. And it was in a meditation, and I put, they just showed up, you know, like in an inner vision around me in this meditation. And I put my hand on the arm of my father and the arm of my mother who were sitting on either side of me. And I said, whatever it is in this meditation, whatever it is that the two of you need to do with each other, that is between you. But between thee and me, it is done. I am out of it. You no longer inform my life. I am not at war with you. You just do not reflect my identity, and you do not reflect a wound in me anymore. I'm not in it. It's between you guys. I'm out. And so when you can do that with the stepfather guy and be able to say, you know, whatever it is you have to do, whatever your karma is, that's, I'm not in it. That's between you and your God, you and your whoever your family is now. It's between you and your own conscience. Because I have gotten the wisdom. I am moving forward with that wisdom. And I am taking that wisdom into the joy and the success that I feel in my life now, and basing my current relationships on not what you did to me, but the strength that I found in spite of it to create, according to the song we led into, a good life. Do you see?
Yes, definitely.
So I just wish you so much, so many good things, and I thank you so much for participating in our life. I'm so, our program today and our life. This today is part of our life. our program today, honey, and I want you to know that not only were you a wonderful asset for our show, people listening to you who can hear your voice and hear your joy and hear your laughter are learning and being helped by what you have learned and were willing to share today. So thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I think I got a lot out of it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Mary Beth.
Hey, Sandy. I have so much respect for your caller, because even the fact that I call her kid, I guess she was a kid then, she's not now, but the fact that she can reach out and ask how can she forgive, and I could hear a lot of things about her life just from those few minutes, but I don't hear a victim, and I think that's pretty amazing, really, isn't it?
Isn't that amazing? And it is
yeah.
So important, because as long as we're a victim, then the other person still gets to choose my life today. If I'm a victim, I've just given that person, victim is an experience, not an identity. And too often we make victim an identity. So did this lovely gal go through the experience of being genuinely victimized? Absolutely. Absolutely. But she's not owning that as an identity. And I think for all of us, that's what we need to understand. When we have gone through hard times, when we have gone through unfair situations, when they done us wrong, do you know, that's true. What we're saying on that is absolutely true. It really did happen, but it isn't who we are, and that's an extraordinary distinction. If I were a victim, I never could have gotten past all of the horrific things that were done to me, but learning that, taking away tolerance inside of me for victim, taking that out of my personal vocabulary, watching this fabulous young lady who clearly found a way to take that out of her vocabulary, that's when she is free. That's when we are free to say, yes, that happened. I get to choose what it means. I am not a victim of anything in my world. I am that which is able to triumph through love. And nothing, nothing, nothing is going to stand between me and my good. That's what our little caller Kelly, or beautiful caller Kelly, gave us. And MB, I've enjoyed today. Have a great, great
week. Me too. Thanks, Sandy.
Thanks.
Thanks to all of you for listening today. I'm sorry we didn't have time for our other caller who was on the line, but I'd appreciate your call. And thanks to Mary Beth, our special guest. It's always a delight to have you on the show, MB. Listen in again and call in next week. And let Sandy get to the heart of what matters in your life. Every Thursday for the Sandy Brewer Show from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the web at Transformation Talk Radio and 1230 WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. You can email your question to Sandy at sandybrewershow.com. A special thanks to engineers Chris and Brian for their help today, and we hope you all have a fantastic week.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world.
Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.